Ask anyone who cares about the Great Lakes, what worries you? And there's little doubt that list of worries would include Asian carp. These invasive and harmful fish pose an enormous threat to our Great Lakes, our fisheries, and tourism. This Michigan radio listener speaks for many with her question.
Hi, my name is Barb Zabel. I live in Southeast Michigan, and one of the issues we are dealing with for a long time is the Asian carp issue and the threat to the Great Lakes. Have we kept them out of the Great Lakes? How have they contained them? And what are we doing to keep them out of the Great Lakes presently?
Well, let's see if we can get some answers to those questions as we welcome Mike Schreiberg, who's the Great Lakes Regional Director for the National Wildlife Federation. How often do you get questions like Barb's?
Well, very often. When I give talks, this is usually the number one question that people ask about the Great Lakes, maybe after Line 5 if you're in Michigan.
Okay, so between Line 5 and Asian carp, those are the big two worries.
Those are the top things on people's minds in my opinion.
All right, so her first question, have we been able to keep them out of the Great Lakes?
Well, the answer is yes and no. The leading edge of Asian carp is about 50 miles from the Great Lakes right now and working its way towards the lakes. We have found two Asian carp that are in the Great Lakes ecosystem, meaning they have access to the lakes. They're beyond the barriers designed to keep them out, but they weren't quite in Lake Michigan yet. They're about 5 miles away.
And they're coming up from the Mississippi River.
That's correct.
All right.
They
were
accidentally released there, and they've been making their way up for decades.
For decades. And we have been talking about this for years and years. And I'm wondering, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no worries, everything's good, to 10 being worry on an apocalyptic scale, where would you rank your degree of concern about Asian carp?
Oh, it's like a 9. I mean, this is, if we look at what could really do damage to the Great Lakes ecosystem, economy, and our way of life, Asian carp is right at the very top of that list.
And do we know exactly how to keep Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River?
Well, right now there are 3 electric barriers that have some chance of keeping them out, but they go down from time to time. When boats come through, they have to take them down temporarily, and that is a solution that nobody thinks is a permanent one. What's on the table right now is a solution that would be more permanent, farther downstream in an area called Brandon Road Lock and Dam. And that would give us a much higher probability, not 100%, but a much higher probability of keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes.
And this is something that the Army Corps of Engineers studied and came up with this plan, the Brandon Road Plan?
Yes, in a painfully slow process that happens with the Army Corps. But they finally have a draft plan available. And there's a public comment period going on right now through the end of February. So it is a bit moving, glacial pace, but it's starting to pick up steam. And this is the critical year for Congress to act on this.
All right. And we'll talk about congressional action in just a moment. But we also should say, you say glacial pace, we should remind everyone, and we talked about it on Stateside, that draft plan did not come out until there was a 6-month delay. Why was that?
I wish I could give you the answer to that. I mean, it's been 10 years of study so far. The Trump administration has not been friendly to this plan, and we think some of the delays have been happening on that end. Early in the Trump administration, there was a delay that was directly due to that. But it's been a slow process and pretty obtuse process as well.
I'm also hearing a price tag for the Brandon Road plan of around $778 million. Does that kind of jibe with what you're hearing?
Yes, that is it. That includes a large portion of what they call contingency, money that you hope will not be spent, about $300 million of that at least. But it's the price tag right now is $780 million.
And what would that buy us? What would we get with this Brandon Road plan that's better than these electric barriers that are up now?
The best way to describe it is it requires Asian carp to run the gauntlet before they can reach the Great Lakes. So they're already swimming upstream, but this puts not only electrical barriers, noise barriers, bubbles, which actually repel the fish, and then really close inspection because barges are going to go around this to make sure that they don't get stuck in the small spaces in between barges or around them. They wash them with water jets. It's a very, very complex and highly regarded system that should have very high efficacy in keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Mike Schreiberg, who is the Great Lakes Regional Director for the National Wildlife Federation, on the latest in the effort to keep Asian carp from moving from the Mississippi River into the Great Lakes, particularly Lake Michigan. And so here we are at the start of a new year. We have some new governors, notably here in Michigan and in Illinois. Fun fact, we might have all missed this while we were occupied with the holidays at the end of last year. The former governor of Illinois rejected an $8 million offer of aid from former Governor Rick Snyder. It was aid to induce Illinois to support this Brandon Road project. Why did he reject that aid?
Well, what he said is we don't need that money yet because it's to operate this barrier and it's not in place yet. But there was a lot of politics going on. The governor of Illinois, Bruce Rauner, was largely opposed to this Brandon Road lock and dam. He was concerned about the shipping interest in his state. Governor Pritzker, the new governor of Illinois, has come in with a much higher degree of concern about the environment in Great Lakes. As I understand it, has already been in good talks with our new governor in Michigan, Whitmer. So I think times are changing.
Both of them being Democrats. And Governor Whitmer actually went to the White House. And my understanding is she talked about Asian carp with President Trump.
Yes, Governor Whitmer and Governor Pritzker. Their response was that the president had no idea what Asian carp was or what they did, but that he was anxious to work with them and to look into it. It was a little surprising. I say that tongue-in-cheek. I can only say what they reported, but I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
So tell us exactly where things are with this Brandon Road plan.
Yeah, so the draft proposal is out. That will close in February. Then there'll be a final report to Congress. But the most important thing is a decision will be made in next year's budget appropriations, most likely in Congress, about whether to fund this plan or not. And that's really going to be the critical point because there has to be congressional funding. Federal appropriations are something like 60 to 70% of it, and then states come in on top of that. That's where the money offered from Michigan is related to that, at least.
We have to talk politics. Here we are, as you and I talk, we are in a point in our history where we can't get Congress to act in unison to prevent this partial government shutdown. Politically, where do you think this is going to fall?
Well, I'll tell you, I have hope on this because there is strong support across the region. Right? Our government has been completely dysfunctional, yet we're still doing things from Congress like funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative each year. It's one of the few bipartisan things coming up.
It was zeroed out in the Trump budget.
That's right. The Trump budget zeroed it out, but congressional members led by Republicans actually brought it back into the budget. So the Great Lakes as an issue, and because it's so deeply tied with our culture in the region, have been able to transcend politics. I'm hoping that's what continues to happen, and that's what gives me high hope for this.
What are you hearing from the scientific community? Let's take politics out of it. And I know you talk with water researchers. We've talked with them here on Stateside, the scientists who are really trying to apply their knowledge to this problem. Do they feel like we can still make a difference? Or do you hear from scientists that maybe we've just spent too long talking and that this could be a done deal?
I'll tell you, I spend a lot of time working with scientists, and they're not ones that are prone to hyperbole.
Right.
The issue of Asian carp gets scientists as close to a panic as I've ever seen. A study that came out from the University of Michigan, for example, showed that if Asian carp got into Lake Erie, where they would be most likely to proliferate, they like warmer, shallower water, they could be 30% of all the biomass in the lake. That means if you weighed every living creature in the lake, 30% could be Asian carp if they get in. That is an ecosystem devastation on a scale that we haven't seen in the Great Lakes in a long time, maybe akin to what we've seen with the zebra and quagga mussels. So scientists are, I don't know how else to describe it other than panicked. And it's not normal for the normally very unflappable scientists that we work with.
And what's their outlook for all of the Great Lakes?
Well, less so. So like, for example, Lake Superior, it'd be hard to see Asian carp getting established there. But in Lake Michigan, what you'd find is in some of the shallower areas, some of the tributaries, and they could move up and down the coast. But one thing is the Asian carp have proved really, really resilient. So we don't really know what the impacts would be. At every stage where we thought maybe the population would go down, maybe they'd be stopped, they've proved amazingly adaptable. So it concerns me and it concerns the scientists that I interact with on a daily basis very, very much.
And I guess it does beg the question. Then you say they're adaptable, they're resilient, they're canny. So let's just say $778 million later, this Brandon Road plan is in place and they still get through.
We'd have a major problem. I mean, you do your best to fish them out. That's what they're doing right now to try and keep them from advancing the Brandon Road. Because think about it, even in the best case, this doesn't get built for another 8 or 9 years. What they're doing right now is they're fishing them out and trying to make sure that that leading front of them, think about where they're reproducing, is going back downstream. And that requires a huge amount of effort to do that. You could see that on the Great Lakes. There are contingency plans in place. The Fish and Wildlife Service has been very proactive on if there were to be an Asian carp, you'd immediately fish out that area to make sure that they can establish a breeding population. But it's a contingency that we have to be prepared for, but we very much hope never to have to implement.
How can people who care about this comment on this plan?
Well, they can comment directly. This is something that's open to any citizens to comment on. I actually think, though, the more impactful thing is contacting their governors. You know, in Michigan, obviously, Governor Whitmer is engaged on this, and their congresspeople, because that's going to be the most critical point. The comments right now are more on the technical side. The political side is really where citizens can weigh in. And if our congresspeople hear this as a priority, that's going to go a long way, because there's some critical budget decisions coming up.
Mike Schreiber, Great Lakes Regional Director for the National Wildlife Federation. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for having me.